relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
This episode of the America First podcast with me, Sebastian Gorka, is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Shop freedom, quality, and innovation at franklinarmory.com. Franklin Armory, we are facilitators of freedom.
If you knew anything about the trans movement, you would understand that they don't sterilize people.
Oh, really?
You are an idiot. And until you go and educate yourself, you have absolutely no reason to be here right now. Okay. Is it fun to bully children?
Am I bullying children?
Yes. You are literally here to bully children right now.
Words on a sign is bullying children?
Yes, it is.
That is 100%. Look at this pathetic man that's wasting his life doing that.
Changing the biological gender of a child is impossible. But what they do to them physically and with chemicals, that doesn't make them sterile at all. And words on a billboard are bullying. Welcome to the wonderful world of the left. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One with a very special guest in studio. We're delighted to have him with us. He's known as the Billboard Chris. He is Chris Elston, and I need to ask you, Chris, are you a bully?
If standing up for children and speaking out against the sterilization and maiming of children makes me a bully, I'll gladly accept the label.
So that video was people engaging you in what you do, and I just want to say from the outset, God bless you for doing what you do. You go into the lion's den with a billboard, with statements of truth, of immutable, undeniable truth, and you take the slings and arrows. Let's start by finding out, where was that? Who are those people saying that removing a child's breasts, a pubescent girl's breasts, and giving Lupron, the chemical castrating drug to a young boy, doesn't make them sterile? Who were those people?
So that was in Burnaby, British Columbia, which is a suburb of Vancouver. That was at their Pride Festival. And I've been going to some of these because these aren't celebrations of gay rights and loving who you want to love anymore. These are essentially celebrations of mutilating and sterilizing children. Yeah. And so we need to be able to have conversations. And a lot of the gay community backs me on this. A lot of the gays and lesbians are not even welcome at these festivals anymore.
This is the latest development. We'll talk about that because that's absolutely fascinating. That what would we call it, the first wave of homosexual rights activists are being pilloried by the transgender extremists, and there's this fracture growing between them, which is a fascinating development. But first things first, give me some examples of what's on the billboards that you are carrying to these events.
Sure. My main message is children cannot consent to puberty blockers. These are drugs that stop their bodies from going into puberty.
With the logic that if you're a 14-year-old young girl, if you're a 15-year-old young boy, raging hormones, that time of life we've all been through, consent just simply does not apply to somebody who hasn't reached majority age. And as a result, the idea that a child can knowingly say, yes, I understand the consequences of having my breast cut off or being castrated as a boy, is impossible.
Yes, and never mind the 14 and 15-year-olds. They're giving these to 9 and 10-year-olds. Yeah. Tanner stage 2 is the beginning phase of puberty, and that's when the Endocrine Society and the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends this. So these children literally believe that a big fat man travels at lightning speed across the sky, like Matt Walsh said, comes down their chimney and leaves presents.
In his movie, What is a Woman? So here's the analogy he made, that in front of a doctor who performs these transgender operations, which are nothing, they are mutilation, they're nothing to do with transitioning, this is being done to children who are knowingly deciding at the same time that they believe in Santa Claus.
Yes, blocking puberty at 9 or 10 years old, cutting off the breasts of girls as young as 12 years old has happened. It happened at a Kaiser Permanente in Oakland, California. We have Kellen Lackhart on video admitting to it.
Right, we'll talk about what's going on in California. Sure. So tell your story. I'm getting really angry right now. I couldn't do what you do. I you know, within 60 seconds, I'd be arrested for assault with these people who are promoting the mutilation of children. So I commend you for what you do, Chris. Why are you doing it? Who is Chris Elston? What did you do in a past life? And why did you make this choice?
So I'm literally nobody. I'm just a dad living out in the suburbs.
In Canada? Cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Dad of two girls. When I started this, my girls were 8 and 10 years old, 10 and 12 now. And I learned about this child abuse going on.
Is it something that you learned about from America or Canada? What was the trigger for you? When did you begin to understand the enormity of what's happening?
Just from some people I followed on Twitter, they started talking about this. And I said, what's going on? And I think the first time I saw the term puberty blockers was 2019. And I said, puberty blockers? What the heck are those? So I looked them up, and they're exactly what they sound like. And as a dad of girls entering into that age of life and learning that this is a social contagion affecting tens of thousands of girls especially, it's increasing boys as well, but this is really hitting the girls, I wanted to learn all about it so I could protect my own kids. And the more I learned, the worse this gets. And I cannot believe we live in a society like this, and I refuse to live in a society like this.
Yeah.
So I'm just doing what I can. All I could do as a man with no platform or anything was to go outside and start talking to people. And traditionally, people in a sandwich board maybe aren't the most dependable folks in the world. But it's all I could do. And I knew if I kept going day after day, hour after hour, that this would grow into something. And here I am getting to talk to you today. So it's working.
The phrase you use, social contagion, I've heard before. I had Dr. Miriam Grossman on the show, who is one of the brave doctors talking out against this absolute child abuse. She was interviewed on Matt Walsh's film as well. And I asked her, when I was a kid, so I'm 52 years old, but when I was a kid in the 80s, in the 70s and 80s, bulimia was the thing for young girls. The anorexia, the bulimia, and you saw it happen in little groups, they, you know, together would become captured by this problem, this psychological problem. And I said, this sounds a lot to me like bulimia. And this medical professional said, yes, absolutely. This psychological contagion is the new version of bulimia. This isn't children knowingly deciding. This is a group function. It is egged on by the social media, by the legacy media, and it has grown to proportions that are out of control. I have to ask you, do you have a reputation for being bloody-minded? Because it seems to me that this decision to go from working in, what, the finance sector,
yeah,
to leaving it all behind, putting on a billboard, and then, you know, going to pride marches or celebrations of transgenderism, that takes a certain level of bloody-mindedness. Is this, where did this come from? Just as a human being, I'm curious.
I've never been to a protest in my life before this. My main job in life is as a dad. And when I learned about what's happening and that parents cannot stop it, in Washington State, for example, a 13-year-old girl can go get her breast cut off, get puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, using her parents' insurance without their knowledge or consent. The parents will get the bill for the copay, but the procedure and drugs are redacted.
In Wisconsin, the regulations have been changed for school teachers, or public school teachers, that if a child is deemed by them to be wanting to transition, they are supposed to affirm, assist, but not tell the parents. That's a minor.
That's in Virginia as well, right, where we are right now. This is all over the place.
Yeah.
They're hiding the social transition of children. Social transition is when you change their name and pronouns at school and don't
That's
tell the parents.
Step. That's the first step.
First step.
Social, you know, I go from being Fred to being Frida, and my pronoun changes, and that prepares the way for the rest of the indoctrination.
Yes, and they're hiding this from parents. We have unqualified 23-year-old teachers with blue and purple hair engaging in psychological interventions with a child and hiding it from the parents. And half these kids are on the autism spectrum. At the Tavistock, which is the only gender clinic in England, 35% of the kids from a sample size of more than 1,000, 35% had moderate to severe autism. If you include the mild cases, it goes above 50%. We have the Children's Hospital in D.C. here, literally advertising on their website that they have a gender autism program, and it states we do not yet know why so many autistic children are struggling with this. But guess what? They don't know, but it's not going to stop them from sterilizing a generation of autistic children. Same thing with all these children's hospitals. Seattle Children's Hospital is working with these autism groups. It's a pipeline for them.
Yeah, it's a pipeline and it makes money. And we played the videos last week from Boston Children's Hospital where they were celebrating this, saying that from the womb, from birth, children know that they've been born into the wrong sex, which is a cultic statement in and of itself. And these are quote-unquote medical professionals. The man is a billboard, Chris. He has been censored on Twitter. We'll talk about that momentarily. This is his website. If you are listening to the show right now, will you do one thing for me? Will you go to his website, billboardchris.com, and just make a donation? Because this is what he does for a living. He's left behind his prior life, and he's fighting for all of our children and grandchildren. Right there, you can see the page. You hit the donate button. Make a difference, because this is how our civilization will be measured. How we protect the most vulnerable, especially the children. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Please be guaranteed to never miss one of our one-on-ones. Go to our podcast channel, your favorite one, Spotify. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Subscribe. It's free. Give us a five-star review and share the links with your friends, because we are in a battle for the truth. Likewise, if you share our America First values, go to our webpage, our store, sebgorkastore.com. Hottest item right now, the FBI, Biden's Gestapo, the t-shirt, the mug, but you can get all your America First gear there. That's sebgorkastore.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, my buddy, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to my listeners. The Percal bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly $89.98, but now for you, just $39.98 with your listener promo. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. It's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-829-8468, promo code Gorka, or just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and plug in G-O-R-K-A. That's 1-800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com, code Gorka.
You should be talking to your students about pronouns. Everyone has a pronoun, and you shouldn't be assuming what they are. Just like you shouldn't assume what someone's name is, right? Like if I went up to you and I was like, hey, George, and you're like, no, my name's Kyle. And I said, no, it's George. And you were like, no, it's Kyle. And then I responded by saying, no, I can tell by the way that you look that you're a George. That would be ridiculous. And that's how ridiculous you sound when you assume people's pronouns. But I figure that anyone following my page already knows that and is already talking about pronouns with their students.
Another unbelievable video from Libs of TikTok, who again has been suspended by Twitter. God bless Libs of TikTok. I have a request in to get her on the show. That is from a kindergarten teacher. That is a post from TikTok from Kindergarten with Kalina. Kindergarten with Kalina. We're talking to Chris Elston. He is Billboard Chris. Man, I have so many questions for you. I couldn't do what you're doing. Tell us what it's like to do what you do. What kind of... Are you abused every time you go to these events? What kind of events do you go to with your billboard saying puberty blockers cannot be consented to by children? And tell us if you've had any... Tell us the worst of the worst, and tell us if you've had any success stories.
Sure. Most of what I do, I just go to wherever it's busy. So I go to downtown centers, and I just hang out, and I talk to people. And they come up to me within 30 seconds and start asking questions.
Usually, is it neutral? Is it curious? Or is it aggressive? What is it? Because you've had your arm broken, right?
I have. This is what's fascinating. More than 90% of the population from all over the political spectrum agree. Because guess what? It's not that controversial to say we shouldn't be sterilizing kids.
Yeah.
And parents who are Democrats don't want that happen to their kids either.
Yeah.
All sorts of Democrats are leaving the party on this one issue alone. But I've been assaulted for sure more than 20 times. That includes people spitting at me. I've been punched numerous times. I had my arm broken in Montreal. I got attacked by Antifa.
Tell us that story, Chris.
Sure. It was 7 p.m. in March of last year. And it was a premeditated attack. Five or six people, one woman as well. Five or six men, one woman.
So you were standing there with your billboard?
Yes, I was just standing on St. Catherine Street, which is the busiest pedestrian street in Montreal. Next thing I knew, I was getting punched in the face, punched in the back of the head, had my signs ripped off me. One guy walked into the middle of the street, stomped on my body cam, which was attached to my sign. And I didn't know what the heck was going on, because all of a sudden I'm getting attacked from all sides. I never said a word. I know I can't fight back because then I get arrested. That's happened to me twice. After I've been assaulted, I've been arrested twice. One time
for defending yourself.
One time I pushed a man to stop him from running away. After he sucker punched me from behind, I pushed him. I walked away to de-escalate. I waited for police to arrive. They arrested me. And then almost 3 months later...
Hang on. Yeah. Somebody punched you first.
Correct.
Unprovoked, from behind, and you were arrested.
Yes.
By which police force?
Vancouver Police Force. I was at a big event once in Vancouver with 1,500 people. I'd just gotten there, and all these Antifa folks surrounded me and wouldn't let me move. Police said I was instigating. I literally had walked 10 feet and not said a word.
You being surrounded in silence was instigation for the police.
Me having a sign was instigating these violent people to try to stop me.
My phone
was then knocked out of my hand, and then I was hit by a union rep. And as soon as I was hit, I was grabbed from behind by police, arrested, charged with causing a disturbance, and taken to jail.
What does this do to you? When these events occur to you, when you are punished by the state as an innocent man, when you are injured, wounded by radicals who walk off scot-free, but you pay the price, what does that do to Chris Elston?
They are doing me a favor. Antifa can come and break any bone any day of the week, because all it does is help me reach millions more. Bones heal. What's happening to these kids every single day is far worse. I've had lots of injuries. Broken bones, no big deal.
Why are you in the swamp? What brings you to D.C., Chris?
I'm going on Tim Pool's show tonight, but I also have been meeting with political representatives, staff of senators, staff of congressmen and women, and meeting other people who are involved in this fight. This is where it all goes down in this country, so this is where I need to come quite often to talk to these people. These politicians need to understand that this is a winning issue.
There's no way to embrace this and not actually convince people that you're a good guy.
If you just speak with compassion and truth, and you don't sensationalize it, because there's no need. The truth is already stranger than fiction.
Well, it's shocking.
Just speak with compassion and truth. You won't lose a single Republican, and you'll do nothing but win Democrats over to your side. But they need to understand this issue. They need to understand how to message it. So I'm trying to help them with that.
All right. You showed me a text that you received from a Democrat. Let's put it up on the screen. This is something you literally showed me 25 minutes ago in the green room. I'll read it out for our listeners. I'm a lifelong Democrat, nearly 40 years. This issue, along with one other, curious what that is, has made me leave the Democrat Party. Please tell them I am ready to vote R for Republican for the first time in my life. Please get vocal about this issue and make it clear they will hold hearings and stop this abuse of children and this education in schools. I wouldn't call it education. And the last line is, I am not alone. How unusual is that sentiment from the messages you've received?
I get that every day.
Really?
I can't keep up with messages. I can't even respond to everyone anymore. But this is every day. All these, they call themselves radical feminists. They're all leftists, but they're all speaking out against this. But tons of Democrats are leaving the party because of this issue. You've got the far left, these crazy people, who are holding essentially the Democratic Party hostage. Do you think Nancy Pelosi doesn't know what a woman is? Of course she does, but they're not allowed to say no, because the worst thing in the world for a Democrat is to be called a bigot. It's like instant death.
Yeah.
And they're just cowards.
Absolutely. I think, and maybe you're the wrong person to ask, but I think this is the issue. I think this is the issue that will red pill tens of millions of people who otherwise don't see themselves as political, may see themselves as left of center, and who just say, you're doing what to children? I think this is the Damascene moment. This is when the scales fall from the eyes for tens, if not hundreds of millions of people across the globe. Am I potentially exaggerating it, Chris?
100%. This is one of the most insane things humans have ever done. And we have a long history of insanity. But trying to change the sex of a child is right up there if it's not the number one craziest thing that's ever been done. This whole ideology hinges on stereotypes. these Boston Children's Hospital's videos that I tweeted out, and thank you so much to Libs of TikTok, Matt Walsh, helping this to go viral. But this really woke up a lot of people, because instead of me saying it, this is coming from the mouths of the top experts in the world, who are literally saying that if a little girl as a toddler tries to pee standing up, that's a sign she's a boy.
Or wants to get their hair cut.
If a little boy doesn't want to get his hair cut, that's a sign he's a girl.
Yeah.
They literally state that toys are one of the determining factors in our gender.
Yeah, something which, by the way, is genetically determined, and there's nothing you can do to an adult's body or a child's body that changes whether you are an XY male or an XX chromosomed individual. We're talking to Billboard Chris Elston. You've got to go to his website, billboardchris.com, and please make a donation today. We have 2 more years of this insanity left. Are you ready for when it really gets serious? And I don't just mean baby formula, when all of the shelves are empty. I have a plan. I've got a back up. It's because of My Patriot Supply, the biggest and best provider of emergency food right now. You don't want to be in a position when you can't feed your children or your grandchildren. Go right now to preparewithgorka.com and get $250 off their 3-month emergency food kit. You need to have a plan. It's your responsibility. Don't be caught without the means to provide for your family. That's $250 off if you go to preparewithgorka.com. Uncle Tom 2 is the eye-opening documentary everyone in America should see. Sebastian Gorka here, and Uncle Tom 2 offers a compelling and brave analysis of the true history of Black America, the cultural shift from prosperity, integrity, and faith to the current perceived state of anger, discontent, and victimhood. Uncle Tom 2 offers historical footage, photos, correspondence, and data to reveal the genuine strides of Black America in the 20th century, the deliberate Marxist strategy to create racial tension and replace God with government, the NAACP's sinister agenda, the fall of Black Harlem, the truth behind Black Lives Matter, and the demoralization of America for political power. Don't miss Uncle Tom 2 from executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone, with Brandon Tatum, Vodi Bocum, and Chad O'Jackson. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD now at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com, salemnow.com. Let's talk about what happened to you on social media. What is the status of your Twitter account, Chris?
In early March of this year, my account was made 18 plus. Because I didn't
even know that there were 18 plus accounts on Twitter.
Yeah, if you're posting violence and gratuitous gore and nudity, I guess you're supposed to be 18 plus. But tons of accounts do that, and they're not.
Right.
Locked down like this.
And then you had this filter put on you. Let's put the image up on the screen as if you're some provider of hardcore porn or snuff videos. It says right there, Billboard Chris, at Billboard Chris. Caution, this profile may include potentially sensitive content, such as children cannot consent to puberty blockers.
Yeah, such as a picture of me standing on the street.
That offensive?
Super offensive. Any tweet with a picture gets this warning. They also put a search ban on my account. So for people listening right now trying to follow me, if you enter Billboard Chris into the search bar, you won't find me.
If you go to Twitter and put the actual name of your account will not come up.
Correct. You can find it on my website, or you can click on the exact name once you've typed it, and it will take you there. But people end up seeing billboards for Christ. Billboard Chris does not show up. It dramatically reduced my engagement when they started this. It dropped about 80%. And some people don't even know how to follow me because they haven't entered their birth date, and you have to enter your birth date now to follow me. So
because it's age restricted, because your page is age restricted,
right.
You can't get to see it until you've entered your birth date. And a lot of people, of course, don't want to put personal information out there anyway.
Yeah. So the actual people who need to see my account, maybe some children on Twitter who are stuck in this cult, they can't even view my stuff if they've entered their proper birth date.
Tell us about the reaction to your discussions here in D.C. I presume you've met with some politicians in Canada, although it looks pretty bad there as well.
No, they won't meet with me in Canada.
So you can have discussions with Senate staffers here and congressional staffers in D.C., this racist, bigoted land, but the uber-liberal Trudeau-run Canada, nobody will talk to you, Chris?
Not one conservative politician in Canada.
The Conservatives don't talk to you.
None. They're all afraid.
Okay, explain that. Explain that. The land of the trucker convoy. Can you explain how the land of the trucker convoy has putative conservatives who won't take a meeting with you?
The trucker convoy had nothing to do with the Conservative Party. It gave them some...
problems, right?
Some leeway to finally talk about this issue.
Right.
Because they made it a little safer for them to talk about this issue because they realized how many people were against all these ridiculous mandates. But no, the Conservative Party is... full of cowards. They're not conservative at all. I don't know what they're conserving if it's not... they're not conserving anything except for Trudeau's latest policy.
Wow.
We call them the Uniparty. All our members of parliament voted unanimously to pass a conversion therapy bill, which states that we shouldn't convert people's sexual orientation, which most people agree with. But the real purpose of this bill, it states it's now a crime to help a girl to feel comfortable as a girl.
Hang on. No, I don't believe you.
Bill C-4. Go look it up.
Bill C-4 says...
it is a crime to try to convert a child's gender identity from transgender to cisgender, is the made-up term they use.
To bring them back. Mm-hmm. To say, no, sorry, Julia, you're not Fred, you're Julia. Can I help you?
Correct.
Live the life that God and biology has actually deemed you to be. That is now prohibited in Canada? Excuse my ignorance.
I tweet out the exact wording all the time. It's a crime. It's totally fine to indoctrinate a child, a girl, to believe she's a boy. That's okay. But if you want to help her to feel comfortable as a girl so that she's not a lifelong medical patient,
yeah,
that's now a crime punishable by up to a $2 million fine and 5 years in prison. This is for parents, for therapists, faith leaders, anybody. So what this does is it puts a chill on the entire psychotherapeutic profession because these counselors are too afraid to help these kids because some crazy activist will come along and say they're trying to convert their child's gender identity. These bills have already passed in the United States as well. California, yeah. Washington State.
Let's put that headline up, Eric. This is the latest from California, a state that used to be a paradise. This is from Blaze Media. California advances bill to become a sanctuary state for transgender minors. So they want to be the place that if you want to perform a double mastectomy on a 12-year-old girl or a chemical castration or a physical castration. I'm sorry I'm talking about this on radio in the afternoon, but we have a choice to make. Either we stand up for the truth like Chris or we lose our civilization. I've said it many times on this show. A civilization is firstly measured by the metric of how it treats the most vulnerable. How a civilization treats the unborn, its children, and the elderly is the mark of the quality of that civilization. I'm going to say it many, many times still. BillboardChris.com. Donate, support this man now. He's on a mission, a crusade that everyone should support. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, malodorous swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans from their daily pain right now, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those two words, pain-free, should be reason enough for you to order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. You know it makes sense. Call today, 800-500-8384, or just go to ReliefFactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. You are not, and I put, you know, a big caveat here because neither of us are medical professionals. I'm a PhD in political science, but you must be so immersed in the data of this issue, because this is your life now. This is your profession. Let's talk about the consequence. Beyond just the... I'm sorry. Any doctor who does this should be arrested and put in prison. They should be struck off, have their medical license taken away from them forever, and they should be put in prison for child mutilation. This is torturing a child. You're not just mutilating them, you're also making them sterile. So that's my first statement on the record. These doctors should all be arrested. They should be arrested, tried, and put in prison. But let's talk about the effect on the children. We know, they don't want to talk about it, but Walsh covers it in his movie. People who go through the quote-unquote transition, which isn't a transition, end up with the highest level. I can think of no other sector of society that is a taxonomous group, you know, like lumberjacks or whatever, coal miners. There is no group of humankind that has as high a suicide ideational rate as those who've undergone these mutilations. Because they get to a point where, you know, they realize, I may have a fake penis, but I can't really have sex. I am now sterile. I may be able to adopt a child, but will the child look at me as a woman when my voice is a baritone? So we have 40 to 50% suicide ideation rates. Just the sheer psychological damage on these children as adults should be reason enough to stop this, should it not, Chris?
Yeah, there's a really good website people can go to. It's statsforgender.org. And if they search suicide, they'll get the truth about this. One of the best studies we have shows that 10 years after transition, because it does take a while.
Right, because you've got to do the social, the chemical, the physical.
And sometimes there's a bit of a honeymoon period, because they've obsessed over this. And it takes time for all these medical complications to kick in. But the suicide rate 10 years after the fact is 19 times higher than their peers.
So if somebody who hasn't transitioned is 19 times less likely to consider suicide.
Right. To actually commit it.
To commit it, not
yes.
just think of it.
Now, okay. Suicidal ideation, look, this is happening. This is happening with these kids. We need to acknowledge that. This happens with anorexic girls. It's higher for autistic kids and kids with personality disorders. But with an autistic girl, with an anorexic girl, we don't say, yes, sweetheart, you are overweight. Let's get you liposuction.
Right. When a girl comes, you know, weighs 60 pounds, you can see her rib cage.
Yeah.
You don't affirm her. So this is one of the things that came to me like a flash out of the blue. I saw Jordan Peterson say this, who is, a clinical psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Who said that there is no mental condition where we... Cause the phrase they use here... I'm sorry, Chris, that I... this is more of a conversation than an interview. But
yeah.
Because this drives me, this issue. There's no other condition that's psychiatric or psychological where we affirm the condition, because they talk about gender affirmation. The Biden administration talks about, you know, affirming gender in the military if you're transitioning. When somebody who has multiple personality disorder or schizophrenia comes to a psychiatrist, they don't affirm, yes, you have 24 identities, or you think you are Napoleon. Yes, you are Napoleon.
Right.
Or your dead grandfather is trying to kill you every night because you have schizophrenia. We don't say yes to any of these. This is the only condition where the medical professional surrenders to the sick person.
These endocrinologists have 12 years of post-secondary education, and they are listening to a 10-year-old who walks into their office, a 10-year-old girl who says, I'm a boy. And they say, wonderful. We are so glad you found your true self. And many times on their first appointment, they're getting these puberty-blocking drugs or the opposite sex's hormones. Now,
so that's what an endocrinologist does. It's the specialist in hormones. Sorry.
Yeah. Now, the side effects of these include, for girls, testosterone usage after 4 or 5 years causes vaginal and uterine atrophy. They have to get their uterus removed. A woman here in D.C. just texted me a couple days ago. She went on testosterone, and she was rushed to the ER 3 times because her kidneys were failing.
Wow.
We don't even know the effects these hormones have on our developing brains. These kids are young. They're babies. They engage in magical thinking.
We don't have the data. I mean, this is
no data. This is all new. We do have some studies into gender dysphoria going way back,
right.
But this is when it affected 1 out of 30 or 40,000 kids, mostly boys. And all of those studies, by the way, show that 80 to 90% of the time, these kids outgrew the gender dysphoria.
It was a transitory thing.
And the majority, going back in time, of these really effeminate boys, The majority grew up to be gay.
So this is the other thing that's splitting the community on the LGBTQ whatever community, is that the homosexual, the classic homosexual community, are saying you're trying to erase male homosexuality by turning somebody who would grow up to be a gay man into a fake woman. This is the argument.
Gender ideology is the biggest homophobic movement there is.
That's it.
It teaches that it is your personality, your jobs, your hobbies, your likes, dislikes, your roles, and your expectations that determine your mystical gender identity. And I'm out here saying, look, if a girl wants to climb trees, throw around a football, hates wearing dresses, and wants to have short hair, guess what? She's 100% girl.
Yeah. And everybody knows the tomboy. Everybody knows the tomboy who grew up to be, you know, beautiful, you know, ball gown wearing, uber feminine woman. We know them. Have you identified in this crusade of yours, Chris? Because it's demonic. But is there a nexus of what's driving it? Because in the expose, what is a woman useful? The money, the figures, that these transitioning processes make millions of dollars for the hospitals. Then, of course, there's the gender ideology, the critical theory, the queer theory. Is it just a concatenation of the two, of the ideology and business? Or have you identified another locus that's driving the insanity?
Yeah, this does go back to academia. It goes back to the 50s with a doctor named John Money, who experimented on a couple twin boys, one of whom lost his penis in a circumcision gone wrong.
Right.
And he tried to raise this boy as a girl, castrated him completely, tried
and
to raise him as a girl.
And didn't they both commit suicide?
They did.
Both boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As adults. But, you know, queer theory, whatever you want to call this, gender ideology, this has been floating around in academic circles for a long time. But now it's emerged and it's permeated all of society. And it's just this crazy theory that stereotypes determine what sex you are, essentially. We've had some billionaires, like Martine Rothblatt of XM Series Radio, Jennifer Pritzker of the Hyatt Fortune.
Who have been funding this stuff.
Funding gender clinics. Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago, one of the main sources of this, that was started by Pritzker.
All right. Well, you need to educate yourself, guys. It's billboardchris.com. I could do this for hours. This is the issue of the age. But we have to pay the rent as well. This is America First, coming to you from the relieffactor.com studios. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else and failed to find your relief, please do what I did. I had a low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor 2 weeks later, not three. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 3.5 years later. That should be you. That could be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack by calling 800-500-8384 or just go to relieffactor.com. That number again, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. So I want Chris Elston to be the marshal, not just the general. I want him to be the marshal of an army of people that are going to save our children and the generations of children to come. Where, if people want to be part of your battle to save, I think this is Western civilization. This is the front line. Where do they begin? How do they educate themselves? How do they get organized? You are there. You've been in the trenches for 4 years now, 5 years now.
Just two. Yeah.
Where does it begin? What do you say to them?
It begins with getting yourself educated. We have to have conversations about this. This is going to spread through word of mouth because we all know the media isn't helping us. Conservative media is doing a great job now. But you have to get up to speed and you've got to use whatever gifts you have and influence you have to make noise about this. You've got to speak to your child's teacher. You've got to speak to the principal. You've got to go to the school board meetings. So soon on my website, I'm going to have 3 different speeches people can give at their school boards. A 1-minute speech, 2-minute, and 3-minute speech.
Genius.
They can make it their own, but I'll give them all the basics that they need to talk about because we need to go on the offense. Conservatives are not good at this. We play defense too much. We've got to go on the offense, and we've got to kick this ideology out of our schools because that's one of the places this is happening. Social media is another huge issue. You got to keep kids off of that. But we can't do much about that. What we can do is get this out of our schools.
And TikTok is the worst, correct?
TikTok, Tumblr, all sorts of places on the web are just terrible. If your kid's into anime, that's a huge red flag.
Anime, the Japanese cartoons.
Yes, the anime community is huge into this. Art websites like DeviantArt are another recruiting ground for this. And even video games. There's a young girl I know in Seattle. She got her breast cut off at 16. She was playing video games, And on video games, of course, you're talking to people around the world now.
Oh, when they're playing live with other children.
That's right. And she started talking to these slightly older young adults who identified as trans, and she was having a tough time in life. And they bombed her with love, which is what happens in a cult, this love bombing. And she got indoctrinated, and she came to believe that she was really a boy trapped in a girl's body. And after next to no time with therapists, they cut her breasts off, put her on testosterone for 3 years, and at 19 she detransitioned or came off the testosterone, but she suffered permanent harm. She has a deep voice, grew hair everywhere, lost her breasts, and the state of Washington won't let her sue because the statute of limitations has expired.
My God. My God. Chris Elston, thank you for what you do. How long are you going to fight?
Until this is done with, we've done away with this child abuse all around the world. This is what I'm here for.
Thank you for doing what you do.
My pleasure.
BillboardChris.com. I'm going to support him. You need to support him. And you need to talk. You need to speak out. You need to cleave to the truth. Every single one of you, all 3 million listening and the 4 million following on social media and everybody else, you have a responsibility. Yes, you have a responsibility in this fight. These are children. What did our Lord and Savior tell us? Better that a millstone be hung around their neck and they be thrown into the sea than to harm one of these children. Well, that's what they're doing, and we need to stop them. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head in the swivel and watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.